Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. I'm Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, this is Rat.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, buddy.
Me?
Yeah.
Do I humor you?
You humor
am
me.
Am I funny?
With your mouth movements.
Funny like a clown mouth movements. Well, as long as those mouth movements are continued with words,
then that's
perfectly fine for this podcast, because this is a podcast. It's called Copy in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius. Abby is away in her homeland, America, for a week or two. My homeland is Ireland, but I'm not there because I live in Denmark. And your homeland is here because Marius is Danish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I live here.
That's the most convoluted way of saying the normal thing I always say. And the podcast, if you're asking, I can hear you asking, if you're asking what the podcast is about, it's about life in Copenhagen.
What?
It's about life in Denmark.
Who?
It's about life in Scandinavia.
No.
It's about life in general.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. That is how broad we get.
Wow.
But we start small, get bigger.
Okay.
And the way we talk about those things is we talk about news articles.
Okay.
We talk about our own experiences.
We've had some. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Let me tell you.
Oh, have we had some. And the articles we may come across would come across such outlets as the Copenhagen Post, which also you will find our podcast on. So if you've done that, if you connected it to two combinations of newspaper and podcast, thank you very much for joining us. If you're on any other podcast outlet, it's all coming through Acast, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But to name a few, there will be iTunes. You can leave a review on that, which is always, always helpful for us. And Spotify.
How are we on the face cake?
Close.
We're close on the
I'm
face
not
cake?
Giving numbers.
Okay.
If anyone listened last week, they heard that we put out a little, challenge? Is it a not a challenge? A request.
A request.
A request.
Yeah.
If we get 100
we
reviews.
We dare you to give us a positive review.
If we get 100 reviews on Spotify, we're getting a cake with Abby's face on it for the studio. If we get 5 written reviews on iTunes, we get a cake of Marius.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one. I can't remember
just
what
my
it
face.
Is. Just your face. Yeah. We're just going to eat cake off your face.
Yeah.
And we're close. And we got a written review, which was wonderful. We got a load of people replying, which is fantastic. Mm. But face cake this week.
No.
Coming
and what was yours? That was the third Rolf?
Third. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Roger. Third Roger.
Roger.
Yeah,
Rolf.
Yeah, we
yeah.
am. Yeah. Speaking of last week's episode,
yeah,
we spoke about Danish art.
We did.
In all its facets.
Yeah.
Well, some but not
some
all
of them.
Not some
all
of it. We didn't. Yeah, it wasn't that big an episode.
No.
And we did ask people to mention other artists if they thought we were missing out. I'm sure we did miss out on infinite. Not infinite.
Okay,
yeah. a few Danish artists and types of art. One listener did write in about that, but they weren't mentioning a particular artist. They were mentioning a particular place. Mm. So Susan wrote in and told us to check out Trampoline House. Little info about it. Trampoline House, in Trampoline House, asylum seekers, rejected asylum seekers and refugees with a resident permit can seek guidance, developing skills, find community and bear witness to the dark side of Danish refugee policy. Everything under one roof. Mm. Now, so it's an interesting place and it's an important place for people who need help in that aspect.
Yeah.
But also, Susan was telling me there's a lot of art going on there.
Oh, amazing.
So there's a lot of different examples of art that is quintessentially Danish, but coming from different points of view, which is very interesting.
Maybe speaks a little bit to that kind of maybe some different Danish art, considering they're maybe not having as much hygge as other Danes.
Yes,
considering the very strict immigration policies and them not being allowed into the country.
Yes, indeed.
So, would be interesting to see that.
Yeah. Marius.
Yeah.
Marius.
Yeah. Oh.
Tell me, what's on the news?
Oh. Well, let me tell you. I'll start with something I've called the tale of the most expensive IT system in Denmark.
Is this a story? Is this a story you're telling me? We're around a campfire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gather round, children. Put your s'mores above the flame. Get your biscuits ready.
Is this what you do in Denmark? S'mores and biscuits?
We've stolen it from other countries.
Yeah. But what would you have in a campfire?
Traditionally it would be what we call the snowball. So you get a stick,
yeah,
and then you have a batter, like a dough.
Yeah.
And then you wrap that batter around a stick. And you put it over the flames. That's called a snowball. So snow is like sort of like a
snail,
a slithering.
Oh,
you know, like curling. What is it called? What a snake does around a stick?
Curl. I mean,
curl.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, okay. So it's a little bit like onomatopoeia in Danish.
Onomatopoeia in Danish.
Yeah, sounds like what it is.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess
like
yeah.
a buzzing.
Yeah. Snow. Yeah. Anyway, there's a new IT system that has arrived, and this is an IT system that's sort of its task is to evaluate public real estate, so apartments and houses, you know, that people live in, uh-huh. sort of figure out simple way of evaluating this, so we get some, you know, even evaluations, and it's sort of it helps the market, I guess, somewhere. Mm-hmm. That system has now, after 10 years and 4 billion Danish kroners, arrived. And the minister of the evaluation board, Paul Tangqvist, he celebrated this with a tweet, I think, or maybe it was on LinkedIn, saying, "Good day at the office."
Okay.
Now, the rest of Denmark are less enthusiastic. They're more confused. Because many homeowners are sort of confused that the basic value of their property is a lot higher than both the actual house and the sort of the land.
Okay,
do you understand that?
No, you're gonna have to break this down for me.
So
I'm getting close to the, I'm moving.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, so, right, so yeah, you, yeah. You're looking me deep in the eye.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, it's very intense. So you can do sort of I don't know what the exact English word is here. I did try and look it up
in Dansk.
In Dansk, it's grundværdi, so the value of the grund right, is
yeah,
like
yeah.
The both the house yeah. and the land it's on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the overall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you could also separate those two things
mm-hmm.
and see what is the house worth and what is the land worth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they would have individual prices, but then the grundværdi, the sort of overall basic value, let's
yeah.
call it that.
Yeah.
That has been set higher, and like a lot higher than both the house
separate. If you looked at
the value
separately.
Of the house and the value of the land.
So if it was like the house was 4 and the land was 4, this machine's saying 12.
Yeah.
God, I'm good.
Yeah. but it's a lot higher than that. It's a lot higher than
what?
That. Like
as in percentage wise, it goes way beyond.
So
like,
so here's just some examples. There okay. was one property that was sort of 2.4 million for the house. It's now mm-hmm. 30 million.
Wow,
that's a big.
That's a big jump.
You have one for 100,000.
Uh huh.
61 million.
What?
You have one for 4 million.
Wait, back up, back up. Wait.
A billion.
What? What?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a fuck up.
This is complete crazy.
This is a fuck up.
But so what did the so somebody came in defense of this new system?
Okay, let's hear this.
Yes, and that's the tax the minister of tax Jeppe Bruus, and his explanation was that the high valuations was for the sort of the potential of the. Property
what?
Of the grundværdi of the basic sort of value.
Potential in what, 100 years? What?
Yeah, and that's a very, you know, because if you tear down, like, so let's imagine, you know, you start a small business that becomes Novo Nordisk eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? But
mm-hmm.
you maybe started at a small little, I don't know, lab somewhere in Jutland probably,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you, then you could say, well, the potential of this company that I'm starting here, you know, is... Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Novo Nordisk, they're, you know, 40 billion or however much they're worth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very kind of weird, it leaves a lot of room for sort of some very generous evaluations of this
mm-hmm.
these properties. So what do we do with this? and the tax minister, he then said also that, well, if a real estate agent, because that's, you know, normally who also helps with these putting a price on something,
mm-hmm.
if a real estate agent says it's a lower value, then of course we should change it. Then what's the fucking point of spending 10 years and 4 billion on an IT system that does not work when we could have just continued having, you know, Home or whoever the real estate agencies are set the value.
What was the point in having it in the first place?
Well, they had one previously.
Yeah. And this is a, we keep saying IT system. So this is a program. This is
some kind of IT system.
Like a software thing or something. Like,
yeah. Well, okay. That's supposed to, you know, in a simple, easy
way. That cost millions and millions.
Cost
a billion, a 4 billion Danish.
4
right.
billion Danish yeah, kroners. Right. It took 10 years to develop.
Okay.
And, you know, now we can basically just flush this system.
So, I'm hoping there's a reason for this. I'm trying to think what it is. For the listeners, I was rubbing my eyes deep into my head when I was saying that.
Yeah, it's a hard one to wrap your head around.
No. And surely there is a reason. Like, I mean, we're just two simple dudes in
I'm
a
really
room.
I'm really trying to understand.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's smarter people out there.
I've read it in the news. I also there's a kind of Danish kind of The Daily Show ish kind of type.
Oh, is it the something ministry?
It's called there's Schutministeriet. That's also that, but there's another one that's actually on DR.
Yeah,
which is called Close to the Truth. 10% home. And they did a whole thing on it also.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've... And they didn't come up with a better answer. That's where I have some of these quotes from as well.
Okay.
This is the story.
That's so strange.
There's no sort of...
And the thumbs
I'm pretty
up,
sure there's nothing I've misunderstood.
And the... they've brought it out. Are they trying to backtrack being like, oh, but this is this is a possibility of the wealth. Is that them backtracking or are they like, no, this is actually what we're trying to achieve?
I don't know. It sounds like sort of a way to sort of excuse it. Yeah. I feel like saying, oh, well, no, we're looking at the, you know, potential value like that.
But what was it? It was like 100,000 worth 6 million, right? Wasn't there one of those?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, what's and worth 100,000? Like, I will buy the one worth 100,000.
But that's like a dilapidated house way out on, you know, some field.
Bargain. I'll have it. I'll no live in a tent for a while.
like, the potential of that, you know.
But that potential is anything.
Yes. It's extremely vague.
I
could say the potential of this property, you know, yeah, I could, maybe I'm going to find gold, maybe I'm going to start a very successful business here, and that could potentially be worth, you know.
There's a couple of things here, right? There's why it was designed in the first place, why it took so long, why it's so expensive, and why did it go wrong? These are the things I don't understand.
I think they're investigating that bit now.
They must be.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like, it sounds like maybe this was something... Lost
The show?
What? the polar bear, right? I love the idea that there's some listeners who are too young to know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably a lot.
Yeah. No. The lost sunk cost fallacy, right? So you're too far in, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm mad into the old British politics at the moment. It's like car crash, right? You're like you can't look away.
Yeah.
It's
fucking all politics at the moment.
Yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit. But Rishi Sunak did a complete U-turn on all their green policies recently. Mm-hmm. And also he cancelled, there was a multi-billion pound, I think it was a few billion pound, high speed, quotation marks, because it actually wasn't going to be that high speed, train from London to Manchester. Mm-hmm. And they've stopped it in Birmingham. And he's pulled the plug on it, right?
Okay.
And to be fair, it was like, it was costing way too much. It wasn't working out. And it was like, he's going to divert the money that was going to there. But they've already bought shitloads of property and people being like, it's a fuck up, right?
Yeah.
But the point was, it's like, I don't particularly blame him. He's done some weird shit in the last couple of months because it's election year, probably next year. I don't blame him for the train thing because it's just him inheriting
a fucked
plan, right? So maybe it's one of these things.
And at least
where
he's cutting the losses then.
Seemed
as a...
Like, of course, people up in Manchester and along the way who've been affected aren't going to see it that way.
No.
But
yeah.
you can have the argument of like, they crunch numbers. This is not going to work out. Let's just quit it now and we'll try and make it better in some way, right?
Mm.
So maybe it's something like this with this
Surely they haven't cut their losses. They've just.
But that, this, yeah, but like I, that's what I'm not getting. I don't get how. There must be Johnny, like Lars IT, right? Lars IT is in the ministry. He's working on this thing, yes. Right? Unless it's like, is this Lars IT?
Yes.
Hey, Lars, how are you doing?
Lars IT.
Hey, Lars. Listen, great to have you on the podcast. Are you working? Do you have time to chat about this?
Sure, yes, yeah. Plenty of time.
So you're working for the ministry, the tax ministry, was it?
Yes.
What was the minister's called?
What the minister is called?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a Tankvist.
He's your boss, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Yeah. Tankvist.
Yeah. So, Lars, can you be honest with me? IT Lars, can you be honest with me? Did you see it coming that this was probably not going to work out?
Yes, I told them a long time ago.
Yeah?
They should just Control-Alt-Delete this one.
Control-Alt-Delete?
Yes.
Right, okay. And what was this, like, going forward, finishing up the job, what was your thought process?
Well, I was getting paid, so Lars didn't complain at all.
So just, like, there...
Lars was collecting the checks. Lars likes a good check.
Yeah. Okay, so it was just like someone getting paid.
Yeah.
This isn't my problem. I've told you what it is. It is what it is.
No, it's because in Denmark we don't like conflict.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard you talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I did not want to get in conflict with Tankvist.
Tankvist
seemed so happy about this system. So, you know, I thought I'll collect the money and won't get in trouble with Tankvist.
Yeah. Okay.
Write it out.
Okay.
Know? That's how we do it.
That's fantastic. Thank you for your insight, IT Lars. Yes. I appreciate that.
Contact Lars here, IT, anytime.
Okay, thank you.
ciao.
But that's probably it, right? That's probably it.
Probably something like that. Yeah, yeah. But I think there is like, so Google does a thing.
Yeah.
They actually financially reward, I don't think it's everyone, but people working on sort of innovation or trying to create new products or something, researching something, they will reward them financially if they come say, hey, this doesn't work out, I'm gonna stop it.
Of course,
because that makes sense, it saves time and sort of
absolutely. There was a story, I think it was kind of blown out of proportion, but there was this teenager in America who got a job in the government really young because he suggested making the font of their official printing smaller, and they saved like a few $100,000 on ink. Because he recognized that, if you just make the font smaller or use a different font, you don't spend so much on ink and you save
less
much.
And less paper also.
And less paper.
Good for the environment.
I mean, they should have just been emailing, but whatever. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But like, fucking, I don't know. I'm totally aware. I'm not one of these people, well, I don't know. Bad start to another way. Where am I going to go with this? I am aware that it's just you and me in a room talking about something that we're not involved in. We're just getting basic information and we're like, what the fuck? And I'm sure there's somebody who could sit here and be like, actually, here's a very good reason why.
Maybe Tankvist also inherited this.
Yeah.
If it started 10 years ago, sure. I'm guessing he wasn't the Minister of Tax.
Sure. It could be, it could be the train to nowhere. But like... at least have a bit of honesty about it then or something, like thumbs up, good day at the office when it's not making sense. I don't, or if it's not, anyway.
Just don't do the thumbs up, like, good day at the office. Don't say anything, just let that, release it and just be
there's
like,
gonna be more news.
Hope for another war.
Hillary Clinton came to was in Copenhagen airport, no one knows why. Let's focus on that.
Yeah.
True story. Hillary Clinton came into Copenhagen airport and people don't know why she's here, guaranteeing you it's something to do with
herring.
No, it's going to be something. Actually, does she even hold office anymore? I don't know if she's got any position. I don't think
no,
she does.
No.
But Bill Clinton came here. I heard something recently. There was a big hoo-ha about the spies, right? The
Russian?
No. The Danish spies. Treason and the politician being done for treason. So other nations have picked up this story. And seemingly, I think in Amma, there's a military base called The Farm.
Okay.
And
CIA.
Yeah. And they have
That's where they train CIA.
The farm, least, yeah. But there's a Danish one called The Farm.
Yeah, okay.
And they have a dome there. And
Lillen? It's called Lillen.
Is that
the barn.
The barn.
It's smaller.
But it's not a training place, but it's like this like Danish intelligence location.
Mm.
And they take up, there's a underground line and they're able to take internet information and they take a lot of Russian information. Mm-hmm. And seemingly there's an agreement made. Bill Clinton came here in the early 90s and everyone's like, oh, what's Bill Clinton doing in Denmark? And it was him as president thanking Denmark for giving information. This is part of the whole secret thing of like Denmark's been feeding information to America for a long time.
Yeah.
So you put me on, like we had a list of things we're going to talk about.
Yes.
But you said something, and you want to finish up?
No, I've kind of finished this up. Yeah.
All right, I want you mentioned something. I think there's something I want to talk about in depth soon, or maybe never again. We'll see. but you mentioned it. You said Novo Nordisk.
Mm-hmm.
Novo Nordisk, if you don't know, is this pharmaceutical company that's going absolute gangbusters at the moment. It is everyone's
bigger
getting employed.
Bigger than Cola, bigger than McDonald's.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
I know people who've got a bunch of jobs up there. It's like if you're looking for work. I know people sometimes write to us looking for work. If you're looking for work, check out Novo Nordisk. And one of the main reasons they're going gangbusters at the moment is because they have they didn't actually design, but they happened across a weight loss drug.
Okay, they happened across
it. Have you not heard of this? This is going to blow your little mind.
Thank you.
Let me just make sure I'm getting this right. Ozempic, I can't remember. But they came across. I'm 90% sure this is the same thing because I'm. It's just because you reminded me of it. I haven't researched this.
Okay.
So they came across a thing for
insulin,
diabetes, maybe.
Yeah, they're like insulin. That's
yes.
Right,
but it also makes you feel full faster. It's one of these miracle weight loss drugs.
Yeah, okay.
That all the celebrities are talking about. So Novo Nordisk are involved in that, right?
Mm.
That weight loss drug, there's so much potential. We have a journalist listener. I can't remember his name now.
He's Rolf.
Rolf?
Rolf? He's Rolf.
Yeah. Rolf, if you're listening, please fact check any of this and email us if I'm wrong with any of this.
Why don't we just think Rolf is going to start being our fact checker? We're just...
No. He knows he's got a responsibility now.
Yeah, true. That's true, Rolf.
You told us you're a journalist. You're the only one who's fact checking this stuff.
You got to own it, yeah.
So they're developing this... drug that's actually coincidentally a weight loss drink. Fun fact, Viagra was meant to be for your heart and it turned out to be great for your erection.
It was a bit of a weird day.
Yeah.
You're going to get this heart medicine. That's a massive erection you got there.
Okay, sir. I suppose it is exciting. So loads of celebs are talking about it now, and there's like a lot of thought about like, is this actually going to be effective? What are the side effects? Because people are going to go gangbusters for it. It is affecting stock in other industries.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now, Nestle of stock has gone down. Airline stock has gone up because airlines believe that if this is going to be as effective as they think it is, I could be 100%. I was told this. I'm pretty sure this is true. That there's a theory that stock is going to go up in airlines because they think it's going to be so effective that generally speaking,
more people can sit.
It's going to cost less fuel. Because it's a lighter flight.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And there was another...
Make smaller seat fit even
yes,
more people.
All of this. There was, and there was another industry. Nestle, definitely. I saw Nestle's stock has gone down.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Nestle.
They can fucking suck it.
It's insane how they think this drug is going to change the world. Fucking insane. And it's up there in was it Hellerup or something like that? Up the road probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere is Bellerup one?
That's a thing.
They're probably up there.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I think we'll do a deep dive into that someday. But sure. You mentioned that, and it's just been hitting my conversations a lot lately. Anyway,
you mentioned climate at
did
one
I?
Point. Yeah, you did. We briefly touched on climate in Sini Sushak and the train to Manchester and stuff.
I did.
I was going to use that as a segue. I guess I am because I need a segue.
Yeah, take it.
God or the climate? Who do you choose, Oyvind?
Oyvind, who do you choose? Oh, Muricus. I choose. You often make like slight English mistakes, and I never mention them. This one I'm going to have to call you.
Yeah, no, that was like called your Norwegian name. I don't know.
Oyvind. I like Oyvind. God or climate?
God or the climate, Owen?
I'm going to have to go climate. Oh, have I made the wrong choice?
No. So this is the story about we say that Denmark is a sort of a flag bearer, a front runner, a first mover on some of the initiatives for creating combating climate change.
Yeah.
Now, the Danish Church, I've discovered, they can actually veto the decisions regarding setting up windmills or solar panels.
We've talked about this.
But did we?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about like a church. If we, sorry to be bursting your bubble straight away, but we talked like, I don't know about solar panels, but like a church, if a windmill is inside of a church. Inside of a church. The church can say no.
Okay, but then I have a follow-up to this.
Ah!
So, yes.
That's so basic. Now, a church can say no.
But yes, it has. I don't know if it's been, inside. So there's not really been sort of a set distance.
Yeah. No.
It's just been kind of inside, and that can be, that can be quite far away.
Yes, Marius.
Potentially could see it. At least a windmill, maybe not solar panels.
Yeah.
So within the last 5 years, at least 10 times churches have sort of vetoed windmills.
10 times?
Yeah. So it doesn't maybe not sound like that much.
No, it does. 5 years, I think so.
I think it's quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably more than Trump. little popular, popular political satire there.
Very good. So we basically have to ask a minority that's probably looking forward to some kind of apocalypse doom day if we can set up windmills to help us prevent the apocalypse doom day. That was me trying to be funny about Christians. So,
listen, keep your Buddhism to yourself, man.
And it's like, what is the church's reasoning for this? It's mostly cosmetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they just don't want a windmill very near to them because they feel like they disrupt the view. And they can't look out their windows anyway. They're all colored. Mm-hmm. So fuck them. And if it's a noise complaint, check your bells. So, they are now, instead of just saying, no, fuck you, we're going to, want to save the climate and we're going to put up windmills or solar panels where we damn well please, they've decided to go for a compromise. So now we get this kind of distance restriction.
Okay, okay.
So now the new rule is going to be a small windmill has sort of...
When you say small...
I don't know.
Okay.
Fucking...
All right, because some of them are...
Yeah, but they're small and big windmills.
Don't get angry at me.
No, because you always ask me these like specific, can you give me the number? Like, no. No.
I'm just saying, like,
you know me. You should know me by now.
But when you say small windmill, I've seen farms. I've passed farms that have like these like little tiny windmills. You don't have to Google it. Don't get all right. I've seen farms where they have these little small ones. So I guess it's like, it's like,
it's not just the one you put on a roof. It's like a proper one that has like a pole.
Okay.
And
okay. Great. Thank you. Yeah. I feel clarified now. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Now, so a small windmill, it has to be, if it's a kilometer away, then they can't veto anything.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
A big windmill, 2 kilometers.
Okay.
So you think, okay, maybe that's okay. That's a fair compromise.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Oh.
Because how many fucking churches do we have in this country?
A lot.
2,300.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So that makes it a challenge, even with the sort of... This kind of
that's distances. Like that's like from every church you can see 3 churches kind of a
pretty much yeah. Kind of a, yeah. So yeah, it's not really going to help us setting up more windmills.
And
I guess we chose God.
And the fact that there's a compromise means that the churches are going to complain.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
Because if it was a compromise, it means like they still complain. You know, it's not like okay, we won't do that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, that's two rather silly stories.
But to be fair, out of 2,300, only 10 complaints in the last 5 years. They're okay numbers. They're not great numbers, but they're not like it's not every church saying no.
That's true. That's true.
You know, could be worse.
Yeah.
So you reckon it comes down to God?
That's what it feels like. But it's such a minority. We're not a very religious country. Like, most churches are fucking empty.
Yeah.
Oh,
harsh.
Yeah. I mean, they are. That's not my fault.
It's insane how much the religion has changed in northwestern Europe. Anyway, I'll only speak for the places I know.
Mm.
It's insane how much has changed in the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane. I mean, like, it was, like, in Ireland anyway, like, church was a huge factor in your life.
Mm.
Huge factor. And it's, granted, I haven't gone to Sunday Mass in a town in fucking, I don't know, 20 years. But, like, it's just not a thing anymore. But in my youth, in my upbringing, it was, like, part of, like, you have to consider it for whatever you're going to do, like, in your local area. Like, you have to talk to the priest about something, or if there's an event, you have to talk to the priest. You have to consider, like, oh, wait, no, we're going to be at Mass that day. We go after Mass for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just fucking gone.
It's not a thing
anymore. It's fucking gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite incredible how fast things can change, like, on a societal level like that.
Like, we're talking, like, let's just say it was fairly popular for 2,000 years. Yeah. And about 40 years...
I welcome it, my friend.
Yeah.
Not that I want to, make religions illegal or not have religions. By all means, if that works for you, go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have your church. I love a good church. I actually love going into churches. Yeah. Not for so much religious reasons, but more like I quite like being inside of churches.
Yeah, yeah.
It calms me.
Yeah.
So all for churches, but, let us have a windmill too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was no point to it. I'm just like, it's
They're
crazy.
Both gods, creatures.
They are, right? They are. So you know what else is? You know what else is? No, there's no segue for that. Finland.
Yes.
Finland's had a bit of an issue recently.
Also one of God's creatures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're counted. They're counted. Finland. We got gas line problems again. Yeah, there's another hiccup in a gas line between Finland and Estonia.
A little hiccup.
Yeah, a little boom boom. And they haven't clarified exactly what happened, but there's evidence that there was tampering.
Oh, mechanical tampering.
Mechanical tampering, yes. Yeah, it wasn't fish.
Yeah.
It wasn't fish tampering. There was mechanical tampering. And
wasn't
NATO...
Wasn't the salmon that got loose in Iceland? Wasn't that something?
That was a thing, Marius. You're right. Yes, there is a fish farm in let's just keep this ball rolling. There was a fish farm in Iceland.
I think we can connect
all the stories. Yes. Yeah. There was a fish farm in Iceland that salmon broke out of, and now it's affecting the actual natural population of salmon. And there's a big curious thing of, like, oh, is this going to damage the environment?
But probably not the pipeline.
Probably not the pipeline, because that was mechanical.
Yes, not salmonal.
Not samical. Misamical. This is terrible stuff. NATO have come in and said they promised to verify whether it was tampered with or not. But everybody reckons it was Russia.
Mm.
Everyone's saying Russia.
That's what they did with the last one also.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. There's a lot of talk about Ukraine doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, we'll keep our eyes on that. There's going to be an investigation, and it's just, Estonia gas line. Mm.
But that's a little scary, because if it is Russia, it's like it's moving. Yeah, this is the second time there's like a threat outside, or like a what would you call it? Like a threat or some kind of incident that could lead to war outside of the sort of Ukrainian conflict.
But also this new tactic of deep sea targets, like the gas lines have been hit.
Attacking the infrastructure. Like,
The next one's going to be
cyber. You think?
It'd be like internet connections and stuff like that. There have been I remember there was Russian ships going around Ireland, and it was near internet lines and stuff like this, and they thought maybe we would hit that.
Yeah, okay.
But so I can imagine that's the next one, infrastructure in that sense. Another one, which is keeping it scandy. Tough one. Sweden, whether you know it or not, our neighbors Sweden have the worst gun crime in Europe at the moment. Mm. Gun violence is at an all-time high. 11 people have been, I think 12 actually since the article came out, 12 people have been killed in September So I don't know.
September
what
alone. Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Two in one day as well. And they've the Swedish government have announced that they're in talks with the army to try and curb this.
Okay.
So the army, I don't think they're going to be like using the army as a, like, you know, an aggressive force, but more of a, like, insecurity and things like this. But they, yeah, they've
to protect government buildings and
things
like
this.
That,
I believe, yeah, assume, yeah, yeah. To help, so it's just an extension to help the police.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's really kind of gone off, and it's not just gun violence. There's been bombings as well, and a woman 2 weeks ago, a woman was killed in a bombing that wasn't even meant for her. It was the house next door. Was bombed. was the target, and she was killed. And they're kind of like trying to get on top of why this is happening. And the basic ideas that I've heard are, so there's quite an easy influx of weapons coming in from coming in through the Baltics into Sweden.
Okay.
And it's coming with gang. It's all gang related as well. So they reckon there's 30,000 people in Sweden who are involved in gang activities. And the theory, one other theory that I've come across, was that these gangs are quite young. So they're not like the mafia or like, you know, these kind of like...
Don't come from a long line of...
Yeah, sort of, and there's hierarchies and stuff like this. I think these are like quite sporadically being created. Hmm. Sporadic's probably the wrong term. But as in like, people are getting drugs, selling drugs, and then creating their own organization around that drugs instead of going through different levels of authority within the gang.
Instead of franchising like McDonald's.
So yeah, exactly. And what's happening is that because there's no hierarchies, no kind of systems in place of, like, I know it's a fucked up idea, but like there are systems to, you know, organized crime because it's organized.
Yeah. I read a great, like, there's a great book, what is it? Micro or macroeconomics, or what is it? It's something like someone who does like research. He takes deep dives into numbers, and like, and he did it with drug dealers in the States.
Yeah,
and yeah, first he mapped out. It's like it's exactly the franchise model, and it's built exactly like most successful businesses.
Yeah,
like sort of a top down kind of thing, and like a very clear hierarchy and structure. And
yeah,
like, yeah, people at the bottom basically make no money and just have high risk, and the few people on top that
actually make
most of the rewards. Yeah, and, yeah.
So with this idea in mind that there isn't much organization involved with the gangs, it's violence is not being like tapered at a level within the gangs, so it's tit for tat constantly.
Yeah, okay.
And it's growing.
Constantly fighting for control of markets.
And it's getting younger. It's going like there's like the idea that I heard one activist who's like, who was a gang member, who's now runs an organization to help youth in Sweden, saying that like they have to talk to people as young as like 8, because what will happen is their brother or sister or someone would be involved, and there'll be an event, and then that child will be looked to for retaliation and trying to get involved in revenge or something like that. So they have to go young to talk to somebody who's involved in an organ, in a, you know, in a gang related situation, which is fucking insane.
Yeah, that's really tragic.
Yeah,
it's really tragic. I wonder if something. It's not quite, and luckily I haven't heard of many more sort of incidences related to sort of the potential gang war here.
There was another bombing in Nordvest, I heard that.
Just recently?
Like a week ago, I think. Yeah. Again, I could be wrong, it could be the same one, but somebody mentioned it to me.
Okay, yeah.
That's not news, that's just me saying I heard that.
Yeah, okay, weird. But yeah, you could fear it would escalate, sort of.
And
some of it spread to here.
Yeah, and somebody did say that they thought that was going to happen to me as well. But... Yeah, and you could see it.
Don't worry, they got another gang package coming.
Oh yeah,
the third one.
Really?
They were recently out saying like, we just want
to. This is the Danish government.
Government. We just want to clarify that the reason we're releasing a new package is not because the old one didn't work.
Uh huh.
It's because it was so effective that we thought, let's do another.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. The old package said each gang was worth 600 million.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd do that.
Mirjam was also out. She was also out, sort of saying, "Well, and you know, back before, not so long ago, we didn't need to be so hard. We didn't have such violent crimes here."
That is not an answer, Meta.
And then I saw this from this satirical program. They were just like, let's look at the old days. And then they just went back to the rock, biker gang wars.
Yeah.
They just listed, two men shot there.
Yeah.
Rocket launcher propelled into, yada, yada, yada. Just kept listing it. Like, the good old days.
Make Denmark great again.
Yeah,
like, yeah. That's crazy.
Fucking meta. I'm so done with that.
I'm hearing that a lot. A lot of people seem to be done with meta.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's all, it's so interesting with the, it's also interesting to talk about these things because I think a lot of people, even living in Denmark and Sweden and Norway and stuff like that, we have these kind of rose-tinted glasses of, it being a wonderful place and it being worked really well. But, you know, there's a lot of people who don't experience that, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people who fall through the cracks of society.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a challenging times also with Israel-Palestina. It's
a
little bit like it's on fire.
Yeah.
Also, there's been a lot of the world on fire.
That too.
Actually on fire.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Marius.
Hey.
I need some pick-me-ups. You got any hot tips?
Yeah, so to help us all cope in these hard times,
yeah.
I'm going to give you three comedic options.
Oh, let's laugh.
Let's laugh.
It's good to laugh again.
Let's laugh. this Saturday, I mean, there's the culture night Friday. So when this comes out,
yes,
you should be out experiencing culture.
You're going to be a busy man that day.
I'm going to be busy. There's heaps of exciting things around. So go get a culture pass. But on the Saturday, the 14th, the day after culture night, you could also consider ICC Theatre because we are we're having Kriti Pratapati. She's coming and she's going to be a monologist for us.
Monologist is a...
They will do true stories from their life, inspired by suggestions from the audience, and then the improvisers will then take her stories and turn them into comedic scenes.
Oh, very good.
Yes, we've previously done this with Abby Wamba. It's a great success, so I'm very excited to see Chrissy at our theater.
Cool.
So that's one comedic option. Then you have, on the Sunday, you could go to Compass Bar in Österbo. Very cozy
great
bar.
Great place for a beer.
Great place for a beer.
And a great pub quiz as well, by the way.
Great pub quiz as well. I think we promoted that before. But now you can also get your English comedy fix there.
As well?
As well.
What can't you get there?
Yes, that's good. That's true. Inconspicuous.
Don't worry, they know it's a bad name.
The mouthful.
Inconspicuous comedy.
Compassus Ulba, they join forces to bring laughter to your Sunday evening with beers and spontaneous comedy. So that's at 7 o'clock. You can check that out. Get more information on inconspicuouscomedy.eu.
Yeah, and while you're there, you're going to see another thing that I got a little hot tip.
Oh,
I got a show with my comedy group Supercut.
Yeah,
we're doing a show at Husit Cinema, Husit Bio. So if anybody knows Bastard Cafe in the city center, at the top of that building, there's a cinema, a really cool cinema. We interviewed Jack, the owner, as well, a really, really cool
Very
place.
Close, yeah.
And we're going to put on a brand new comedy show we've never done before. It's going to be the premiere. It's a buddy cop movie comedy. All right, so comedy in the vein of Lethal Weapon, Beverly Hills Cop, Die Hard, 48 Hours, Die Hard 3, because that's a buddy cop movie. I don't care what people say. And not only that, we're also going to have a screening of Samurai Cop, one of the funniest buddy cop-esque movies. It's terrible, but it's terribly brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to have a screening of that in the cinema straight after the show.
I've never heard of or seen of this.
Oh my God. I'll show you a clip later. It's hilarious. So please come along. Tickets are available on at Husit Biograph if you go onto their Facebook page or Inconspicuous. It's up on inconspicuouscomedy.eu. And also, if you want to dress up in any way, shape, or form that fits into buddy cop,
ooh,
you win a prize.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun one. That's Saturday the 21st. Show starts at 8 and we're open till late.
I guess you are dressing up. So
I gotta dress up.
But if you couldn't, but I guess you're not. If you had to dress up at someone from one of the movies you mentioned, who would you choose?
If I could, I'd go full cop.
Full cop.
If I could.
Like the classic, like the hat.
Badge, the whole thing.
Street cop.
Street cop,
Not like a detective.
Walking the beat cop. I don't know. What else could you do? Suit and shirt, always good. Shirt and tie.
Large shoulder pads.
A woman in polka dot dress.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Okay.
If I had a polka dot dress, I'd wear a polka dot dress.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, it's all... Hey, if you wear... Whatever you wear. If you come and dress us up as a dragon, that's cool. We're happy with that. Just dress up as something. That's enough about that. Oh, if you're in Aarhus, if you're on the other side, Albert's do a comedy night on Sundays. It's in English. It's downstairs. It's a great little venue. Check it out. It's free. It's funny. And they do a bunch of Danish comedy there as well. You should check that out too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're done.
I think we did it.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stay.
Coping.